Young man from the neighborhood just passed away a few days ago, so it was suggested that we should dedicate the learning tonight in memory of this person who died. His name was Menachem Mendel Ben Yaakov. We left off last time in the Gemara, Mem Aleph on the day. We had just finished the Gemara about the Shiva Tamino, the state of the Shiva Tamino, a complicated famous tickle of Gemara. Now the Gemara has right after the two dots on the day, and Mem Aleph on the day, Itmar. We might discuss the details of saying droplets on food in the middle of a meal. We know that when we wash meat, that might be, so you don't say mezainis on the spaghetti in the middle, or you don't say radom on the vegetables in the middle, you don't say shahafal on the meat in the middle, you don't say droplets. So we might going to have a whole discussion about this. You have a dinner when you eat the nikir and the tussle, when you eat, let's say, bread and butter. I say bread and butter is anointing. Let's say you have potatoes with salt on it. The potatoes is dark abdomen. If a person would eat salt, it would be shock and it would rub. But if he puts the salt on the potatoes and puts margarine on the potatoes, it would come. Water on the potatoes is not an equally awful. So he only says the broth on the potatoes. But the abdomen doesn't say broth on the top. And the same applies if you have bread and butter, or bread and jam, or whatever. You say anointing, you don't say broth on the top. What if you have a whole meal? So when you eat two more things, you just say hamaiti, you don't say brach on all of the different courses in the meal. That's the question, why is that so? So this Gemara, Rashi, the Gemara is going to have a whole discussion. Itmach, the Amoraim had the following discussion. In the middle of the meal, a person eats tein and vamrovim, which is not really one of the courses of the meal to fill him up. It's just as a nash. So the din certainly requires that you have to say a bracha shalafanaha before you eat the fruit, because it's not vama boy masu tasuri. It doesn't really have a shakas. The machlok is somewhere right in it. So you have to say a boy in the flushes. Or say to my mouth, it won't be a boy in the flushes. It'll be aloe and kafiyai. You have to say a bracha achayna afterwards, or no. Maybe you say, it only should require the bracha shalafanaha. But as far as the bracha shalafanaha is concerned, maybe it will be covered with the bracha shalafanaha in the year. Yeah. So that's the machlokes of some Amoraim in the Gemara. The Rashbam, right? Yes. We wash. We said Amoraisi, and then any fruit would have been easier to understand. Unless he has an apple or a pear or an orange, that would have been easier to understand the issue. Because when you have an apple or a pear or an orange, he says burn the precious at the end, and Jehovah Samarim has no shakas to burn the precious. It's a different bracha. So if a person, let's say, has a cup of tea, at the end of the tea, he says, Birchas HaMazon, so he's not getting it. With the whole Birchas HaMazon, he still has to say Bar Nefashis. So if you had an apple, and then he says, Birchas HaMazon, he's not getting it, he has to say Bar Nefashis. But the Shadrach, he has to say him on Novi. Then on Novi, what he's supposed to say, Ne'en Sholosh. Ne'en Sholosh is an abridged form of the Birchas HaMazon. The Madach, he's saying, Ne'en Sholosh serves as a Baruch HaShalach Ra. So we take the longer Nusrach of the longer Birchas HaMazon, which is certainly good. That's how the Rashban writes in Abid Sofim, in the last part of Sofim, the Rashbam writes that whenever you say Birchas HaMazon, after wine or after anything that requires, any one of the Shiva Tamim that requires an Ne'en Sholosh, so you say Birchas HaMazon at the end, so you get to the Kavah Haim, you get to the Kitzer, included. Yeah, so... Which is in a Greek form of the Birchas HaMazon. So one should have said a Kavah Chaimer, then she said Birchas HaMazon is Zichadud. So the fact is that Gemara is Beferish not said that if you said Birchas HaMazon afterwards, it's not so much of that you'll be racist. So that's a Machlokes HaMaron. And we pass and you have to say Alai Kapiha, you have to say a Birchas HaChaimer, and you're not racist with the Besh. It doesn't come.
No, we
pass the natto. The machlokes is HaMaron whether you have to say bracha achrona or not. So we pass that you don't say bracha achrona. You don't say bracha achrona. It's not because then she'll cover Zal Ha'oed.
is because even if you have an apple, whatever it is that you eat or drink in the middle of the meal, that's shalom machmasatude, you only say bracha shalach now, you don't say bracha shalach here. Since Kafka stuff you are eating in the middle of the meal, you say amot in the beginning and benching in the end, so it's covered as far as the bracha chayim is concerned. Yes.
Also, the Pashkus says that if the person is not hungry and just eating it as a snack, he's not eating it to fill himself up.
End of the meeting, you know, like ice cream, you know.
Right. Unless that person has ice cream at the end, the person has cake at the end. So you, the Pashkus says that you say Bari Minimus Anus on the cake and you say Shakal on the ice cream. The same as a person has the fruit at the end of the meal, if he's still hungry and he's eating, the person does another course in the meal to fill himself up because he didn't eat so much and he's eating in the meal, then no. It depends what kind of dessert. How much did he eat in the middle of the meal? If he's really full. And the dessert is eaten in the end as separate just as a snack, just because he enjoys that flavor. So then it's Ram Habraim Shalai Machmas Asud. Then you say a bracha before, Berkey Rice, and you don't say a bracha Shalachel. You just say the benching at the end. But if he's eating the cake at the end of the meal, because he's still hungry, the Balabaski gives the cake thinking that everybody's good and will enjoy the dessert, but this person is still hungry. He wants to eat the cake in order to fill himself a little more.
They
eat the same meal, but this one enjoys eating more. And he's still hungry, and he wants more, so he does not say a very minimum on the cake or the fruit that he eats at the end of the meal. The other person eats less, and they're full already, and the cake or the fruit is just a dessert, but then you would say a bracha before
it.
Laham shechagas ha'achila, right, that's an appetizer. Laham shechagas ha'achila, to develop an appetite that should make the person hungrier that he should enjoy the meal. Because the Rashi records that's the machlekes of Rishonim. And we're makel on that. He said whenever you have a selfish bracha, it's going to go the hafra. That's the machlekes. We're going to have to learn the more. Rashi and Tosafot have, well, let's start from Rashi. Rashi holds like this, that the only time, we don't follow Rashi. Tosafot says no one ever heard of such a practice. Rashi sheeps is that the only time Halacha says that you don't say shahakal on the chicken, you don't say hadoma on the shomer, you don't say yudanis on everything, as long as you're eating it with bread. He said, I'm right there on the bread, so if you eat the other food as lispon, lispon means you're eating it together with the bread, then it's not like an ikir in itself, like you smear it on your margarine or you smear it on your jam, on the bread. You don't say brach on the jam, you don't say brach on the stick as you put on the potatoes, you don't say brach on the bread, the potatoes, you don't say mamash a tuffle. That's how Rashi holds. According to Rashi, that's in the middle of the meal, a person eats spaghetti. You know, how many people eat spaghetti with bread? That's the Gemara says, Nahama ben Nahama. If not, makes fun of the Babloi, that they're teaching that they eat the spaghetti with the bread. You don't? Yeah. So you don't do that. So Rashi holds it, you say, go ahead and eat the on the spaghetti in the middle of the meal. Let's say the way most people eat today, you eat a little bread at the beginning. Then you eat the chicken, and you eat the potatoes, and you eat everything in the middle. You don't eat everything with bread. You ate your bread in the beginning and that's it. You don't eat in the middle of the meal. So you come to Rashi, you have to say shahakal on the chicken and hadoma on the vegetables and the zaynus on the spaghetti. You have to say bracha on everything. The whole din that to say amersi on the bread, it covers everything else, is only based on ikur and tofu. Mamish atofu. And if it's not, if the other courses are not eaten as lispon together with the bread, then they all require another bracha, even though it's mamish to fill you up. That's Rashi Shita the Beirish. That's how Rashi says the thing. So Tosafot picks on the Rashi and they disagree. They say, so what do you need the Amoron to tell you that whatever you eat together with the bread is covered with Amos? He says, Mamash like Ikur and Tzatzel, that's the Mishnah later. Whenever you're eating an Ikur and Tzatzel, Merach Halika Tzatzel Tzatzel. This Gemara seems to be saying an additional din. Amos is a new din. If you said Amos at the beginning of the meal, everything is covered, even though it's not a Tzatzel. So that's what Tosafot says the way we follow that sheep thing. Whatever is eaten to fill you up, the flesh is eaten as a course in the meal. The soup is to fill you up. The kreplach in the soup, whatever, the fish, the chopped liver, the vegetables, the chomps, everything is eaten to fill you up. So whatever is eaten as a course in the meal to fill you up, that's called Rama Vodamachan Tarsuda. That's a new thing. It's part of the Suda. And now Mercy covers it. You don't have to say another breath. But then the Raja raises that Shaila. No, and what about the appetizer in the beginning of the meal that he really doesn't eat it in order to fill himself up? He eats this half grapefruit in the beginning,
just in order to develop an appetite, in order that he should want to eat more later on. But the Raj is not, that's a machlokes harishayna. He's famous about that issue, that's a deal in the So he says, topic brachas lachal, that means topic, you don't say brachas. You want to be wasting your day at topic. So what the Achareim recommend is, you should eat before you wash, then maybe a go and brachas in the rishayna. Because topic on brachas in the rishayna. So what a lot of people do is, they can't wait till they wash. And then they eat a little bit of the appetizer together to keep on eating a little tiny bit of bread together with the appetizer. And then for sure, it's covered with amoisa. It looks a little fresh.
All
this is on a menu. You have appetizers, dessert menu, and part of the meal, and, you know, not necessarily. That's how we divide the various parts of the meal. Those parts of the meal that are to fill you up, that's called the dessert is also on the menu. Dessert is not. After you've already eaten so much and you're so full, then the dessert usually is not eaten to fill you up because business is not. Then you do require a bracha before eating the dessert. Unless you're still hungry. And then the dessert is warm up by Mahmoud Hasid. Don't know. Most of the Shem, hold on to it. The Pashkus in the Mar, there's the Pazit. They've shot the Mar Pashkus. I don't know. But the Mar has this Machlok, he says, here, Nachamo, I'm never out on this. Here, with Nehem Tehin, if I'm Rabbi Mitzvah Chatsudeh, they brought fruits in the middle of the meal that are not neither an appetizer, nor is it to fill you up. Sometimes a person eats a meal and the whole meal consists of a fruit. Let's say he washes, and he has a fruit, and then he eats benches. He washes, he eats bread, and he has a fruit, and he bench. That's the whole meal. He has fruit too. That's the whole meal. So that's mommy. Then the fruit is Rama Boy Mahmoud Hasuda. Shekharara quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah on our daf. The Rabbeinu Yonah on the Rich says that since usually fruit, Tehinim Anokma fruits are eaten as desserts, even when the fruit is the main course of the meal, that constitutes the whole meal is the fruit. But since usually fruits are eaten as a dessert at the end, so the proper thing is that you should at least have a little bit of bread if it's together with the first bit of the fruit, and have a little bit of bread together with the last bit of the fruit to demonstrate that it's machmas hasudah. To demonstrate that today the fruit is not a dessert, but rather the main course of the meal. One of the main courses of the meal. But that's the rare case. Usually dessert is not eaten as the main course of the meal. Usually dessert is eaten as usually fruits are eaten as dessert.
Chocolate
ice
cream, sometimes
they have to take
a piece of bread with it. Just eat it with the
bread. Chocolate ice cream is a yes.
Yeah. I mean,
it's
complete.
You'll eat that. The whole ice cream. I don't know everybody's done. I think it's just a shahakal on the ice cream, because there, the bread is not a shahakal. The bread is to take away from the sweetness of it. If you would have been eating right, like the Heron case, if you would be eating the ice cream, not in the middle of a meal. If you'd be eating the ice cream and you see it's too sweet, but you want to eat it, and then you would have the bread to take away from the sweetness, you wouldn't have to wash and say, I'm making a bench on the bread. That would mamish be a chocolate. So in that case, I think you still say shahakal on the ice cream. Literal translation of a lot is that that needs to eat together with bread. But that's when the bread is eating to kill you. The bread is an eater, it will kill you. But people eat a lot of bread. And then together with the bread, which is filling you off to eat, it's tricky. You also eat the vegetables and everything else. But if the bread is eaten together with the ice cream to take away from the sweetness, it's too sweet, then the stomach still says shahakal on the ice. Mm. Unless the person is still hungry?
Still talking that way. I never saw it done that way.
What, to
say
shakal on ice cream? No,
at the end of the meal, people eating bread and
half the meal,
you get ice cream
and
dessert,
it's not going to be shakal. No?
Maybe I
can't remember. No, I think that is the deal. If you say a bracha on the ice cream, you say shakal on the cake. On the cake, it says the shakal, if you eat cake, then you're not...
No.
That's what we're talking about. Still, if he has cake at the end of the meal, so then if he's still hungry and he's eating the cake because it has a good flavor but also wants to fill himself up, then it's again, but this is really tough. And the cake is only a snack, the cake is only a nush, so it's sweet, so then you say, bury him in the Mishnah Brewer just quotes from Rabbi Akiva Eger Aria. the Shulchan Aruch quotes different opinions regarding what cakes are mezainis and which cakes are hamoitzim. So there's different opinions. Some Rishonim are of the opinion only the Gemara calls it pas habot b'kistin. What does the word mean? In exact. What does it mean pas habot b'kistin? Bread that has a kist. This is a pasuk. The group of Rishonim say it's only a pie that has a filling in it. But the cakes that just have leiteris and so on, so those will all be hamoitzim. And other opinions in Shulchan Aruch hold no, that the cakes are also burning in the bread. It's not only the pie. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the name of Rabbi Akiva Eger, that what if you have a cake? So what bracha do you say if you're eating a cake that the suffix hamaitzi suffix is in it? So the Shulchan Aruch writes that suffix bracha is lawful. Since everything we're dealing with is one of the Rabbanim, I shy that you have to, let's say an example. Let's say if you have a cheesecake, it's a mamish filling. If you have a pie, it's mamish filling. Let's say you have, we're going to discuss the kind of cake that we have at this one. Chocolate layer cake also has glue in between. See, all of our, Moshe Feinstein writes that all of our cakes have so much sugar in them. Most of the cakes have so much sugar in them. He writes that this is considered the equivalent of a pie filling, and this is a mezainis for holidays. Not for holidays, but he's a repasking that it's a vada mezainis. It's not for holidays, but repasking our local amateur that it's mezainis. See, what's a cake? Sometimes you have a cake that's not so sweet. Okay, some cake like that doesn't have so much sugar, hardly has any sugar in it, but it has a lot of leiteris in it. So that's a machlek, but it's not a pie that has a filling, and it doesn't have the layers of a lot of... No, honey cake has a lot of flavor in it. It has a lot of flavor in it. If you have a cake, so it doesn't have so much sugar in it, and it doesn't have any filling in it. So it's not a pie, it's a cake. So that's not muskum that's mezainis. That's not like there's hamaitzi on mezainis. If you yell this hamaitzi, you have to wash, you have to say hamaitzi, and you have to bench. So the Shulchan Aruch writes that since it's a machlokes, so we say something for us to hustle. So you want to wash, and you don't have to bench, and then you don't say hamaitzi, you say burning mezainis. You go lahakel. So what you could make, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, says, when you go lahakel, if you're eating cake separately, then you go lahakel. But what if you ate a whole meal, and at the end of the meal, you eat a piece of that cake? So do you say very minimum zenith, and you're full already? The person ate a whole meal, and he's full. Come the end of the meal, there's one piece of bread left. Instead of putting it back, and he'll eat the piece of bread. But he's not hungry. So does he have to say another hamotzi? No, he said hamotzi at the beginning of the meal, and he's eating bread. He doesn't say hamotzi, now he's full. So what if he has cake in the end of the meal? So if he's still hungry and he's eating the cake in order to fill himself up for the cake, there's another course in the meal. So he doesn't say a brock of burning again. If he's getting full and he's eating the cake just as a mash at the end, like a dessert, but the cake is not a vada'i mezainis. The cake depends on if the cake is hamotzi. Some cakes are probably hamotzi, some mezainis. And I said I might say the beginning of the meal. So you're not going to tell me here, Zafi 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 Mizainis, and I say Mizainis? No, I do not. Zafi Zafi Zafi, maybe it's Hamaiti, so Hamaiti I said already. What if you're eating the cake separately? But if you're eating it at the end of the meal, then Allah says Zafi 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 dictates, treat it like a Hamaiti, and so you already said I might be
making a mercy for the Shkodesh. So you take another piece of mercy, not because you want to eat, but you want it because you want to be able to say the yellow of the yogurt.
Same thing. So you said I might take the beginning, now eat bread at the end.
Yeah.
So that's bread, and this is bread, so all the bread is, so even though he's not hungry, he said I want bread is Hamaiti. He said I might be ready. And Moshe Feinstein writes in the Sefer, but what kind of cakes are tzatzik hamaitzi, tzatzik mezainis? He said, mandos, whatever. Muffins, okay, can go, but most of the cakes, let's say a pie is a vada'i mezainis. Or a cheesecake, they have layers of cheese. Or they have several layer cake that has goo, potato. Or you have a lot of cakes that have so much sugar, a lot of them have more than 50% sugar. A lot of, even if it doesn't have more, it has 30% sugar.
There's so much sugar and short thing and so on. It's so much, or unless you're right in the safer.
Okay, so there's going to be a fucking time like this back in the day. But a lot of the things that we eat have so much sugar in them, so that most of the pastors are bad as far as we're concerned. That has the status of mezainis. If you eat that at the end of the meal, then the kivregi rainfall will not afflo. That will be mezainis. If you're not hungry and you're eating it as a snack, as a dessert, then it will be mezainis.
I think the fact you can't have
No, you're right. No, I meant Baba and Mizainis as both Hamaiti.
Yeah.
You tell me may not be Mizainis or Hamaiti. Maybe right, maybe Shaka. Okay. Sometimes, no, it's not about that Mizainis. You're right. Some of the thighs, you don't say Mizainis at all.
Yeah.
The Mizainis is only to hold together the sugar. Okay. Then it's Paka Shaka. And then, yeah, I think where you are going to say either Mizainis or Hamaiti, then Moshe Feinstein writes in the statement that most of our cakes that have a lot of sugar are mezainis. No makalekis, but it's on those kind of things.
Yeah.
That's all the mystery, yeah. Doesn't matter. You still fulfill the mitzvah through the Shabbos.
Yeah.
To eat the meal on Friday afternoon, or Friday even in the morning, in such a way, Friday is a cold. Eat in such a way that on real Shabbos, they won't be eating the thing up, and that's not proper. But here, what he eats in shul on Shabbos morning is through the, is not good off Shabbos. That's also the cause of the Shabbos ending. You can't say that it's not proper to eat so much at the Kiddush, because he's not going to eat the Suda, let's say, off. What's the giving the Kiddush with the other? What's the difference when he should what? When he goes home. I don't know. It doesn't have to be hungry. That's one of the courses in the meal. No, that's food. That's not. Nah. But he doesn't need it as dessert. He eats it. That's the course that fills one up.
I don't think so. This is usually eaten as dessert. They usually eat it separately. Nothing to do with the meal. So you certainly have to say a bracha beforehand because it's not one of the courses of the meal. The machlekes amaraim is you have to say a bracha afterwards. Amaravuna tin bracha lefnei, vein tin bracha lefnei. Then on Amnachman Avuna say the same. Two amaraim agree, tin bracha lefnei, vein tin bracha lefnei. For the bird who ate, it's not covered with amaraim because it's not one of the courses of the meal to fill you up. They say, you are eating it in the middle of the meal, so the Bichat HaMazim covers it. Rav Sheshi disagrees. He says, no, it has absolutely no shaita whatsoever with the meal. You have to say a bracha, tuna bracha ben lefneyem, ben achrayim. How can you have such a thing? Shema Chodav, Shetam bracha lefonav, ben atom bracha yachrof. Whoever heard of such a thing that you eat a bracha before, you don't say a bracha after? He says, if you say a bracha before, because it's not bracha lefasuda, you have to say a bracha after. Yeah, that's how we talk. Yeah, here there's a machlokes. How do you talk? If it's two against one, how do you talk? The Taisa says, look, if it's two Amoraim, Rav Huna and Rav Nachman both agree, if you eat the fruits in the middle of the meal, unless the person has a drink of schnapps, that's how that kind of stuff. A lot of people have a practice when they have fish in the middle of the meal, so they have schnapps there for the schnapps. I'll be tasked with one my bunch of one last. Let that person have a cold. And he wants to take some schnapps. So he's going to say, well, I'm the schnapps. What if he's in the middle of the meal? And then he has some schnapps because he doesn't feel well. But the schnapps has nothing to do with the rest of the meal. Let's say if he has a cold. Let's take that case. He has a cold and he wants to take schnapps. That has nothing to do with the meal. So then for sure you have to say a before the schnapps. You have to say a brother after the schnapps. After the schnapps, so they say, my friend, it's on the line. Would you say that anything you eat or drink in the middle of the meal that has nothing to do with the meal, that required a bracha beforehand, Rabbi Nami has to have a bracha afterwards on that? And that's the machlokes of Rabbi Rav Nachman against Rav Sheshi. And then Tosafos claims that we pass like the two against the one.
like a Rav Nachman that you only say a bracha before, okay, you don't say a bracha after. Rashi learns the next Gemara, not the Rashi comes at the next Gemara, is a sin halacha l'maizu, it's a psak halacha like Rav Sheshi. And Pesach reinterprets the whole shtikla Gemara that's coming up to come out the way they said. But the halacha is like the two against the one. The halacha says you don't say bracha shalachra. So that's it. If a person has a cold and he has schnapps in the middle of the meal, it has absolutely nothing to do with the meal. But then everybody's mocking. You say a bracha before the schnapps.
Yeah.
You don't say a bracha if he has, let's say, just the fish, whatever. You have fish in the middle of the meal. And fish was one of the courses in the meal. And then he has this minute for whatever reason. Whenever you have fish, you have schnapps afterwards. So that's a machlekes sacharim. And that's called bama boy machmas atzuda. Since the fish was machmas atzuda and the schnapps is machmas the fish, so maybe that blending can be considered bama boy machmas atzuda. So that's machlekes, I think, the Balak keeps the Shulchan Aruch, which other Rakhani, whether the schnapps following the fish becomes bama boy machmas atzuda. And some hold still not, some hold no. It's like a person has a cold between schnapps in the middle of the meal, that schnapps never becomes machmas atzuda, never blends in. So one can cover both.
Why do you say
that the Barakat Yonah will
not
right, so you see from the Gemara the Seir is that if I, even if I have a cup of tea and I say Barakat Yonah it's a yen, so that everybody agrees Barakat Yonah does not cover Barakat Yonah. But what if a person had wine, or what if a person had grapes, or one of the Shidus Aminim? Well, you have to say them in the Eisholus, the abridged form of the Berachas Hamazon. What if he says the long form instead of the abridged form? So we started off before the Rashbam and Terek Abed Shavim, and the rest of the Shavim says that whenever you have to say the Eisholus, the abridged form of the benching, if you say the long version, it's certainly good. And places disagreed with the Rashbam, and that's how we talk from our faces. That's a simple mashmoth of our Gemara. Exactly. The Gemara came out the Ferish like that over here. That if you say Berachas Hamazon after having grapes or after having olives or whatever, you would not be actually. Only over here it's different. Because he stuff he eat it in the middle of the meal, even though it had no shachas with the meal. So that's why over here it's covered with the Berachas Hamazon. But if it would be not in the context of the meal and you have grapes and you say Berachas Hamazon at the end, the pasuk says that they're not the eating.
On the
table? I don't think so.
It's dangerous.
So we shouldn't have a whole machet there. And we assume lalacha that let's say hatayim on oven not in the middle of the meal. First he hatayim on oven and then he says at the end birchas hamazon. So we assume it's not jacob at the birchas hamazon.
You know that
the main shalosh is the abishmum. You have to say over the main shalosh. The question is, but what if he had, let's say, cake? And if he would have been Kadesh Suda on the cake, then he would have said, I'm Moshi. The only thing is, he didn't need so much cake that he was Kadesh Suda. But what about the Yezid? If he benched Yechat HaMoshi? So that's a machlekes, it could be in the Rishonim and the Achronim about that food, this cake that sometimes could have lent itself to Yechat HaMoshi. And if he would have been Kadesh Suda, the yes question is now, not Kadesh Suda, if he's going to say, the Yezid is not yet to be Yechat HaMoshi. So the pasuk is there, you should be able to discern it. But what if you had wheaties? What if you had wheaties? And even if you eat a whole box of wheaties, even if you have 5 boxes of wheaties, you never say Berachas Hamazon, even if you have Kadesh Suda. Let's say oatmeal cereal, or wheatina, farina, yeah, spaghetti, the pasuk, even if you have Kadesh Suda, you never say Berachas Hamazon on that. So that's the whole deal in there, Rebbe. To bake your house on the Shulchan Aruch, that's the further shaila. Maybe only on days not normal if he said Berachas Hamazon you're not Jewish. But if you eat, maybe it's a good thing, like we see or something like that, maybe even though it can never become Berachas Hamazon, can never become Kriya Suda is not going to help on that. It's never going to become Amazon, but still, being self-proclaimed, it is Gungun, so maybe that's different. Maybe there if you would say Berachas Hamazon, maybe then you would be a Kriya. It's a different opinion. It's not clear what the Pesach HaLoch is. Different opinions in the Shulchan Aruch on that. That's your Rashbam talking. Yeah, that's your Rashbam finding like that.
Yeah.
If you say the kids here are potentially useless, if you say the long person is not adequate, the place is closed in the Gemara. That is not so. It's Gemara. That's not the same as not so. That was the Takan Chacham, that you have to say the Yenshon, you say the Chamos, and you say the wrong bracha. Nachamot, so the first one we're writing, in place he says that's how we talk, like Rav Huna, like Rav Nachman, that if you have desserts in the middle of the meal, You only say a bracha before, and you don't say a bracha at the end. And top to top is covered with a bench. And Rav Sheshin disagrees, and he says, how can it be? There is no such thing. Whatever you say a bracha before, you say a bracha after.
He says, drank less than a kishir. He just took the sip and ate less than a kizari. It's a different thing. Brachas and kishir. But if you ate a kishir,
Rav Sheshin's time is aimed at there is no such food. She told bracha matanos, they didn't tell bracha matanos, but he's learned there is one case. Ella, the one case is, Pas Habob, the Kislin Dovad. What is that Pas Habob, the Kislin Dovad? Here is a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, what's going on? The Rashi says that a person eats Pas Habob, the Kislin, after the benching. Rashi translates, Pas Habob, the Kislin, Lach Rachil, the Bechus Hamazin. After the benching is all finished, he has some kind of cookie, which is a snack. So the Halacha says that you have to say, Bodhim in the Zainus in the beginning, but there's no need to recite Allah Michi at the end. Why not? Because it's not filling at all. It has so much, it doesn't fill you up at all. It has so much filling inside of it that it's only a snack, so you never say Allah Michi on that. And where do you ever have such a dubla? You have such a muscle that you say Bodhim in the Zainus in the beginning and then you don't say Allah Michi at the end? It's in right. Rashi gives a muscle right. Just like either a Hari Aptas or the Bertha, right? And then it appears on the Zion of the Day. He said, Bertha, Minim, in the end, you don't tell him, you see. He says, what kind of a twist? Right is right. Right is a different story. That's the Gemara. There's a Machlokes where the right is right. And they don't know. No. So that's how we pass in that compromise. But over here, whoever heard that if you have cookies that are not filling at all because they have so much filling, so much pie filling, they're pie. They have so much pie filling, it's not going to really fill you up. But still, it's not the Zebek Diyavar. The dough parts are not just altogether the filling. It's talking to fill you up a little bit. Because whoever heard such a thing? That if you say Bar Minim Zenith in the beginning, you don't say Allah Michel at the end, they disagree, they don't agree with Rashi. I but the Gemara says there's such a thing.
That's the end of the
Sulu.
Then you have taken to the
Moses and to those Hamudim. So that's the type of song. What's your objection?
Yes,
okay. Yes. Sometimes we'll have to learn it more. That's the next step. Okay. So that's what Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos says, Pasa above the Kislin requires a bracha before and does not require a bracha after. And Rashi compares it to, Arizabethan to the right. So Tosfos says, in eating these cookies after the benching, and don't say Allah Nisya, they say, you never heard of such a thing, they disagree. I can't talk about Sari's is just not true. He's eating these cookies, he's eating this pie at the end of the meal before the benching. And even though exactly, the even Rav Sheshin disagrees with Rav Huna, Rav Nachman regarding eating fruits in the middle of the end of the meal. The Rav Sheshin don't think you say barley right before, you gotta say growing the process and all the right stuff right after. And it's not covered with the benching because there's nothing to do, it's not drama, but Machus Hasudah. But in the case where he has cookies or cake at the end, then Rav Sheshin can understand already. He's not came with Rav Nachman and Rav Huna. Why? So if he would say the Rav Sheshin before Tazat for the Rashbam is going against the Gemara. But if he said along those lines, that whenever you have cake, and you said by mistake, let's say you said Birchas HaMazon at the end. Then you'd be eight, say, over here, he's going to have to say anyway, Birchas HaMazon. Not talking about mistake. He ate bread, he's going to have to say Birchas HaMazon over here. The Birchas HaMazon that he added is good for cake, and it's all good. But even if you hold not so, even if you hold like that day, that if you had cake and cookies, and you can't say Birchas HaMazon, even if he ever said Birchas HaMazon, you wouldn't be eight day. But still, Tzavkosov, here Rav Sheshit is not skin with Rav Huna Rav Nach. Tzavkosov, it is a Mizaynus, has a Shaitis, and Chaneshit Minitobon, so here he's not. That he holds in Tzadat Svara, that would be covered with the benching of the earth. Yes. That's what the Gemara said before. Whenever it says Mavarcha, or when the Tzav, the light clue, that no Bracha is recited at the end of the world, it means that you say Barnefashis, because the Gemara says at the end of the text that Barnefashis was a meaning. In Dina, you're not moving to say a Brach Achayna, a Barnefashis. It's Manatanaim, they used to call that the like book.
What
is the significance of the Mishnah Pazi Babakir? I don't think it means, just me, Pazi Babakir, it means a Moshe, rather than the Zayn. Yeah. Vipaka Babichisnan usually has the connotation of a mizonis, which if you wouldn't be covered too down, it would be hamaitis. So you can say then it's covered with every chatam bazin. But if it would be, let's say, weedies at the end of the meal, maybe it would not, maybe Rosh Hashanah would not be masking, then you would have to say alam
mitzvah. Could be. I'm not sure that alam mitzvah on weedies anyway. You don't say alam mitzvah anyway.
Why not?
If you eat the tochasudah, or then you would be...
Oh, no, no. Let the person make up the whole meal, and then at the end, he eats the ganache. He's not hungry.
Yeah.
As I hate to think so. They'll have such a mezainah, which can never become a hamad. There could be that Rav Sheshis or not. It could be. We will never know, because we don't pass Rav Sheshis. We'll never know what the truth is over here. That could be that the only time Rav Sheshis is murdered to Rav Huna or Rav Nachman is if it's possible to kiss him where, as you would say, if you would say Benshin, you would be lucky, because sometimes you could have been unlucky. You would have been Kaveh Suna. That could be. Then the Gemara says, Upligia de Rav Chiya. They both disagree with Rav Chiya. All of the Shittas. In other words, Rav Huna, Rav Nachman with Rav Sheshis. They all of them, all three disagree with Rav Chiya. Dam Rav Chiya, Rav Chiya makes a flush statement. He said, I'm right to the beginning of the meal, that's what you say. You never saw people say, blah, blah, blah. They hold like Rav Chiya. He said, I'm right to the beginning, everything included, everything in between is covered with Amrita. Amrita, you said I'm right in the beginning, everything is included. You never have to say Abracha Shalofoneho and anything until after your bench. And also, Yain Pertha Kopini Masha.
Right.
But that's what Rav Chiya says, but we don't fast like Rav Chiya. We don't fast like Rav Chiya. So that's the taste that says that obviously we don't fast like Rav Chiya. The only talk for Rashi and Taisa says whether you should fast like Rav Sheshis. Or you should pass like Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. The Pesach says it's two against one. So you should pass like Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. And Rashi says no, because the next Gemara seems to indicate we'll soon learn the Gemara. So Rashi claims the Rav Papa, the next Shtikal of the Gemara indicates the Rav Papa is Machriya like Rav Sheshis. But Rav Chiya for sure is outvoted. It's only a toss-up between Rav Nachman and Rav Huna against Rav Sheshis. Rav Chiya for sure is out. The Pesach on this Shtikal of the Pesach says once we're rejecting the first half of Rav Chiya, whatever you eat in the middle of the meal, you never say Baruch Hashalafana at all. Everything is covered with Amaiti. The person says, who are the Nami? The second half of Rav Chiya also goes away. Yayin Pertha Kominim Ashkim, the person says, don't you have Rav Chiya, and then you're going to have other dreams. It's meant for Rav Chiya to have a lot of dreams. Yeah. So Rav Chiya says, all you said is don't you have Rav Chiya in the beginning, and I'll get from Rav Chiya at the end. You have to say Baruch before after the rest of the Ashkim. So Tesis claims over here that since we don't accept the first half of Rav Chiya, then we're not going to accept the second half of Rav Chiya either. Tesis on the next daf backs out.
Yeah.
On the very next daf, Tesis says no. The first half of Rav Chiya is Pligat Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya disagrees with the Gan Tzedos. He's disagreeing with all the Amoraim. So that we don't accept. When he eats things in the middle of the meal that are not Dvar Matvar Machmas Al Sudah, it will require a Baruch Shalotaneh. But to say that we should reject the second half of Rav Chiya, that's because the first half of Rav Chiya is not accepted, doesn't necessarily follow that the second half should not be accepted. So Allah Almighty said we do talk to like the second half of Rav Chiya. What's the reason for the second bin? Yeah, that's what they decided, that we don't pass in the first, that we shouldn't pass in the second, yeah. The argument is that how does now you make the world be a good one? Since we don't pass like the first, we shouldn't pass like behind. But now, halacha l'maisa, we do pass like the second half. So this is on the next element. Halacha l'maisa, we do accept the second half of Rav Chiya. The Amoraim only disagreed on the first half. The second half, they never disagreed. So that's the way we do pass like the second half.
This when you learn Vuma Vuma Mach Tassudah, you say, once you make it to the Tassudah, you cut off everything else. I thought, what does Yayin have to do with other mashdiyah? This is a chayrik of Tassudah, how you eat it. But the ayin, there's no such thing as a suit of the ayin that you have to drink whiskey and you drink beer and you drink water or something like that. So how does that
compare? What is their point in it?
Because you can eat your mouth.
Right. Fancier. Don't you unlock it in the same way? Much fancier bracha. Yes. Much higher bracha than the other mouth. But the pas is not supposed to be the more fancier bracha, because the soup, once you make it, the soup is pas is everything. But he is not a
right. What? That's the time. I don't know.
Yeah, in the middle of the meal. Yeah, in the middle of the meal.
So what's the pasta then that's common in Moshe?
And I don't know, everything in the middle of the meal. The yayin means shalat b'shaat ha'sudah. And that's what Taisa explains there. Yayin by the common in Moshe, what yayin? In the middle of the meal? In the middle of the meal, that's what we got some So what does he have to say about the other Moshe? It means yayin shalat b'shaat ha'sudah. He's having a wine party. So when he says Rosh Yadrof, and he says, let's say, he says Avdol, and he plans to have a drink of soda, a drink of coffee afterwards. So right after the Avdol. So then he only has to say the Rosh Yadrof, and he doesn't have to say neither Shahakal nor Barnabashis. He's going to say Allah Gaffin at the end. So everything will be covered.
The wine and juice party, okay, both yourself, very popular.
The mushroom will be covered. Amr, our prophet, we talked to like the following compromise. The only question is, what is the compromise? Our prophet has a compromise. Hilchasa, Allah Almighty, we talked like this. Gama, boy, machmas ha-tude, b'tei ha-tude, enitu nebrocha lo lefneim v'lo l'achreim. So how do you translate the words? So Rashi has his machlekes of faces. Rashi translates, Gama, boy, machmas ha-tude, b'tei ha-tude, means you eat it together with the bread. Whatever you eat together with the bread, enitu nebrocha lo lefneim v'lo l'achreim. Shaloi Machma Sasuda B'Tachasuda Rashi translates the way we eat today. You say, I'm right at the beginning, you eat a slice of bread, and then you eat the chicken, you're not eating any more bread with the chicken, and vegetables and the soup and everything, you're not eating with bread. So Rashi says, we're in the second category already. That is the second category. That Shaloi Machma Sasuda B'Tachasuda, that's something that you eat in the middle of the meal to fill you up, but you don't eat it with bread. You don't eat the course of the meal as a listener with the bread. So then Rashi learns that Pshat and Rav's prophet, Tuna Brocha Lepnei, Mentum Brocha Lepnei. Says it disagrees with Rashi. It's not true. It says, no, that belongs in the first category of Rav's prophet. Zama Boi Machmas Hasuda means anything that you eat to fill yourself up in the middle of the meal, whether you eat it with the bread or without the bread. Eat it. That might be the beginning, and then you're eating different things to fill yourself up. Are we even on Mako, even if it's only eaten as an appetizer, Laham Shekhtai Vitaatimah, we're doing it in the Rishayim also. The Taisa claims that's all included in the first category. So what is the second category? No, the second category is on undermined food. He's eating a nash and he's eating a fruit, he's eating a drink of schnapps, if he has a cold. Totally unrelated to the meal. Vama boy, shalai machmas asudu.
According to Rashi, should have been
So according to the way you talk in halacha, like this big case, this person's causal line. The person says, what's the second category of Papa Drama Boim? Shaloi Machmas Hasudah B'Tel Hasudah Mina. I said, I'm right, I didn't bench yet. Then in the meal, I have a drink of schnapps, unrelated to the meal. I have some food, unrelated to the meal. I have dessert at the end. So then then you need a bracha before, and you don't need a bracha after. Why don't you need a bracha after? Because we talk in like Rabbuna and Rav Nachman.
Yeah.
That's how Taisus learned that this second category of Rav Papa is identical with Rabun and Rav Nachman Shita, and you only say a bracha before, you don't say a bracha after. So Rashi learns not so. Rashi learns the second category of Rav Papa is what we eat all of our meals. We eat all the courses in the middle of the meal, not together with bread, but the courses in the meal to fill you up. So far, according to Rashi, Rav Papa didn't take a stand on the Machlekes Rabun and Rav Nachman against Rav Sheshes. Rashi learns that's the third category of our papa. What's the third category of our papa? So Rashi has a different gear skill. Instead of having the gear skill, la'achar ha'sudah, sudah bracha be'imach ne'im be'imachreim, Rashi has the gear skill, dvorim harigilim lovoy la'achar ha'sudah, if you look in the Rashi, four lines from the bottom of the Rashi, it has a different gear skill. So it doesn't like that gear skill. Rashi's gears in the third category of Papa was, if you're eating the Borim Haragilim Lava La'achar Asudah Kigon, pay, right? Dessert. I feel heavy in the Terech Asudah. But Shalai Machmas Lipton. You're not eating it together with bread. Let's say, if you're going to eat it together with bread, you're going to eat the ice cream in the middle of the meal together with bread. Together with bread, the Hamaytzi covers. If you're going to eat it as Lipton, if you're going to eat the fruit mamish together with bread. Together with bread, that might be covered. But if he eats it as dessert, at the end of the meal, he eats cake, he spoils, he eats the cake as a snack, he eats the ice cream as a snack, he eats the fruit as a snack at the end. And Rashi learns that's what the third category of Rav Papa is. In other words, Rashi learns the third category of Rav Papa is what we were discussing before. And what's the stock of Rav Papa to the Baruch Adonai's name, Bein Lachayim? So Rav Papa Tatkins, like Rav Sheshit, that you need a Baruch Adonai on your dessert. If you eat dessert, I have ice cream at the end of the meal. Say, Seisha, how come before the I'm not hungry. I attended the wedding, I was eating for 5 hours, 20 courses. Then they give ice cream at the end. And Rav Chava Suma Shkicha, there must always room for a snack. I say Shahako, and then Rashi Hav, they have to say Bari and Atoshid on the ice cream, and then I bench. And Taisa says, no, that was the Machlekes Samarayim before. What do you mean? Rav Papa is talking like Rav Sheshit? No, we talk about Rav Huna, Rav Nachman. We're not going to talk like Rav Sheshit. So what does this mean? What is the third category of Rav Papa? So Taisa says, Diba Maska Lahaka Rasuda. Taisa Diba Maska Lahaka Rasuda. That's the whole Girsa.
Yeah.
The Lahaka you should not have the Girsa that Rashi has Dwar Ma'boim. At this point. Dwar Ma'boim Lava Lahaka Rasuda. No. Lahaka Rasuda. What does it mean Lahaka Rasuda? Lahaka Rasuda. This is the shot. In Heziyu Dvorish, his carnal, Achar Rasuda. Let's say they benched already.
Yeah.
They benched already. Why do you need a Baruch HaDishan and a Baruch HaKayim? This is a Pshita, we're not talking about that. They said no, they took away the tables. Mizmana, Gemara, the practice was, it used to be Oikei Rez HaShulchan, at the end of the meal, they took away the tables. But once they took away the tables, Tesis has a kasha that we have to practice today, that before you bench, you think of it that there's a little bread left on the table, based on whole dinning. The Gemara has that in Sanhedrin. The Gemara has that in Sanhedrin, in Peretz Chelik. Both such a minute in the times of the Malachim. The Gemara says, in the times of the Malachim, I think they had such a minute, no? That they used to leave all the bread on the table when they were benching. The Taisa says, so what did the Gemara say? They used to have Akira Kashulchan. Before benching, it's not a Gemara. They used to separate the table. They separate the table so there's no bread left over. The Taisa says, use the Pashup shot. And I would stop and say, yes, it's not a Gemara, but not a Tanan. The practice was that every person had a little table in front of them. These people have saved them. And then, before they would bench, so the waiter would take away all the tables except for the table in front of the one who was benching the Zumin. When they benched the Zumin, the Zumin was only one person benched. And the other just said, oh, mate. They didn't all say the one benching. And the Chaver writes in the Shulchan Aruch, that was down there in the 1560s, and he's writing in the Shulchan Aruch, he writes that people don't pay attention to each other, so we shouldn't rely on the benching the Zumin. We shouldn't say, oh, mate, at the end of the benching. By benching the Zumin, each person should say his own Zechachamot. That was Mani Gemara, that was the practice, that the one in Benjamin Zulman would stay the bench and the others would stay on it. So you leave the table, and you leave the little shulchan cotton in front of the one who's going to bench the Zulman with a little chal, a piece of bread on his table, because he's going to be the one who's going to bench. The others, you take away the table. So when they did Akira Kashulchan, it's Mani Gemara, that's a Simen Lesilu Katsuda, that's the end of the meal. Or the Mani Azet, I should say. The Mani Azet, I say, well, we're going to move away the table. It's a big table, but everybody eats on the same table. It's not such an easy table to move. It's not safe to move such a big table. We don't have such an institution. And we want to have challah when we bench. But if you're going to take away the table, no one's going to have any challah. So that's all we need. So by us, one would be considered Akira Sa'adudah. So when you wash Mayim Machreinim, you want to say it in the next job. When you wash Mayim Machreinim, or when you say Havlon and Nevarah. When you say Havlon, then Tosafot discusses, who said Havlon and Nevarah? Who says Havlon and Nevarah? The Taisa says, sometimes, let's say you're visiting by somebody else. It happens to me a lot of times. I visit by somebody else and they give so much food, like that's it. And then, no, they didn't even give the main course yet. They didn't even begin. This is just entree. They didn't even begin the main course yet. The Taisa's comments on the Gemara on the next dot. That if you're visiting by somebody else, the Gemara has what said, if you're visiting by somebody else, so the guest thought that that's it. But the Balabasta knows that that's not it. The Balabasta knows I didn't even get to the main course yet. Or there's yet some more coming. So that's not called Sila Kasuda if the guest says, let's bench. No, it's up to the Balabasta. When the Balabasta says, how long in the bark is time to bench? That's a Sila Kasuda. Let's say, and what if, let's say, there's no guest. I'm not a guest by somebody else. And the Zomazumim, you're not going to say Havlan Abbas. Havlan Abbas means that tension is in it. then you're not going to bench mezuzahs. Let's say a husband and a wife, they're eating together. So the man said, you're not going to bench mezuzahs. And Tarsus' practice was that they didn't wash my machrein. Tarsus actually said, shasulim. They didn't have any melachadamis. They didn't wash my machrein. So they don't move the table away. And they don't wash my machrein. And there's no bench mezuzahs. So when is it called Silukat Suda? The Tarsus says, when you bench. After the benching, that's it. Up until the benching, you're still holding the little. When you bench, that's called Silukat Suda. So Tarsus says that's the pshat over here in this Gemara. La'achar asuda means after there's already a hesach hadas from eating. Then, what is the hesach hadas? Either you said hadlo nevarach, the right person said, not the guest. The host said hadlo nevarach, time to bench. Or they took away the table. Or they washed my machrayim, those who washed my machrayim. When you bench, whatever. Or there was clearly a hesach hadas. You come asleep in the middle of the meal. That's a hesach hadas. Fine. So whenever there's a hesach hadas, Tarsus says, that's called la'achar asuda. We're not describing that type of food, barm ha'boy la'achar asuda. Rashi had to give to the Gemara, if you're eating things that are a type of food which is normally eaten as a snack at the end, barm ha'boy la'achar asuda, so then I thought the third category is, he's talking in la'achar like a sheshit, he's got to say la'achar before him. So he says, no, he's not describing that type of food. He's telling you it's not. If you finish eating, and you made a hesach hadas from eating, and it's a siluk asuda, and then you want to continue to eat some more, then Allah says you need a bracha before and after. You need a bracha before and after. What do you mean you need a bracha before and after? And what if the thing that I want to continue to eat is bread?
That's a wash.
So you got to wash, and you got to say how much you have to bench twice. Let's say he didn't bench yet. Let's say they wash my machrayim and then they bring in some delicious bread. And he says, I give all this here. They bring in the schmaltzy bread. What is it called? So then he wants to have some of that. So he has to wash again. He has to say I'm waiting again. Does the law require has to bench for the first meal and then wash their mouth and then bench for the second meal? Mm-hmm. Or do you say one benching can cover two meals?
How does this differ
from
the public?
Okay, but here is the subject. Here it is. Next summit, yeah. No, that's a different thing. Person says, whenever I'm a guest in someone else's home, and I thought that I'm ready to plot, I thought that's it. They gave so much food, I'm ready to bench. I say, is it time to bench? Paul Gossel is not even bench. We didn't even give the main course yet. So then the Gemara says, the fact that I said in the confidence, that doesn't count as an
Akira,
a Shulchan. Right, since really I'm relying on the Balabas. The Taisha says that all of us are really guests by the Rebbeinu of Olam HaPesach. Why? Because we know that the Apikamen is on the menu. Even if you forgot, it's not up to you. The Allah has declared that the Apikamen is on the menu. It's a Malik, the Taisha says. It's just like if you're a guest by someone else. That the Balabas is the one who decides what's on the menu. The Taish views the Lashon, Anan, on Pesach night, Atak at the Rahman or something. We rely, we're eating on the Shulchan of the Rabbanu Shulchan. It doesn't mean that it means. The Allah has declared what's on the menu. And included in the menu, the Allah has said you got to have Atik Pani. So up until benching Mamish, you wouldn't have to, it wouldn't be considered a Hetzach Adas. You wouldn't have to wash again, you wouldn't have to say a Mercy again. It's on the menu. Even though you didn't realize. Unless your mom is bench, and then they're going to give the details of the halacha, what do you do? Yes, so what's the halacha in this case? So what's the halacha in this case? Let that person says, Shira Malas, and he's ready to bench. Mom, you watch my machine, he's ready to bench. And then they bring in some delicious bread, and he wants to eat that bread. So the halacha says, you have to wash, and you have to say, I'm waiting again. It's not covered with Amor Tzifim Yisroel because it's a Hesach Hadas, it's a Sula Kasidah. You cannot cover two Achivas with one Bracha Shavachonah. So when there's a Hesach Hadas in the middle, that's called, whatever you eat afterwards is called the new Achivas. No. The Balabas says we're not eating.
That's right.
No, she doesn't have to say. If I'm the guest and I thought on my own that it's time to bench,
and it's not,
then you bring it there, then I don't have to bench. I don't have to have like that. I have to wash. It doesn't matter what I thought. I made a mistake. When we're talking on my own balabas, and I'm about to bench, and I wash my machrein or whatever, and I say, Shama, then someone, one of the children comes in, they go and bought delicious bread from the bakery, it's a prize, right. And I decide I want to have it. So then Allah will be that I have to say, after wash, after that makes it. Will I have to bench first to cover the first meal, and then wash and that makes it, then bench for the second meal? Or can you say no? You can cover two meals with one different time. So that's a big machleik in Taisus quotes that in Chulin and stuff, and Taisus quotes that machleik. And how do we do the more in Shachan? In the beginning of Rabbi's stuff, and Taisus had two Shachan, how do we eat?
Yes,
that one day in Taisus, you should bench first for the whole meal, and then wash and say Amoiti on the new bread, and then bench the second time, because, why? What's the problem? Because you can't cover two meals with one bench. We know for Bracha Shalapaneha that's the din. Yachas Shalapaneha is by 8, and then I have a Hesach Hadas. Hesach Hadas means I fell asleep for half an hour. Hesach Hadas means I washed my Machoedim. I said Havlan and Nevarah. I made a real decision that is the Tzidduk that took over the Shulchan. I threw it to Shulchan. So whenever there's a Hesach Hadas and Achila, then when I continue to eat later, that's a separate Achila Pidin. So you cannot cover two Achilas with one Bracha Shalapaneha. Each achilah requires another bracha shalapaneha. You don't say, let's say I sat down, you don't say every rezinus constitutes another achilah, every kazayis constitutes another achilah, have to say another bracha. No! I said a shahakal in the beginning, and as much as I'm going to drink or eat, there's no covered with that shahakal, that's all one achilah. I wasn't a CFDI. But if a person takes a drink and he made up his mind, that's all, he's not going to drink anymore, the CFDI. Even if he doesn't say burn the fashion, he doesn't say bracha shalapaneha. You see, if that destiny is not going to happen anymore, then it changes his mind, he wants to have more, that's called an achim shniya. Whenever there's a hesach hadas, that's called achim shniya. So that was the takana chacham. Well, let's say a person has a drink here, then he walks out and he wants to continue drinking over there. He has a drink here, he walks out and he comes back and he wants to continue drinking or eating over here. Shinu makam. So the Gemara says there in Tzachim, shinu makam, sarach levara. When you make a shinu makam, and you have to say another bracha shalapaneha. Why? Because if I eat here and I continue to eat here, these are called two achilas. If I eat here and I walk away and I come back, that's like a hesach hadas, it's also two achilas. The achilas from before and the achilas from later, even then, mamish, he's still starving. The person is starving. If he washes and he says, I'm right, then he might say, I'm starving, it's a different story. He didn't do it all the time. They eat at home on Shabbos, probably right. Then he goes to the Rebbe's dish to finish eating a little bit over that bench. So that's based on the Gemara Sofim, that when you're eating Vorm HaTunim Bracha Shalach Achreo, then Koyim on if you're eating bread, the Tanish Rebbe said, well, then I'm a cake or something. Say, well, also if I'm eating different opinions, but I think bread for sure, when you're eating something where the Halacha requires that you have to bench in the same place where you ate, that's for sure, then there's no deal of Shiva Mokka. Then even if you went somewhere else, it's still considered the Hemshech of the Vorm HaTunim. But let's say you didn't wash, you're not eating bread. Many people eat meals today, they don't have bread. So let that person is having fish, he's having chicken, he's having vegetables, all kinds of things, and he's still hungry. He has to run out to the next neighbor in the middle of the day, come back in the middle of the meal. So the halacha says, even though it's mamish within 2 minutes, he came back, you have to say another bracha shalapaneha before you continue to eat. Or if I run out, then I want to continue eating over there. So also, shinu makom tov l'rav, you have to say another bracha.
And the person didn't bench yet,
right? They need him for the minion. There's a machlekes in their rush in Subis, and that's Subis Sherev Brach. At the beginning of Subis, can you say Sherev Brach? If you have 10 people with raw party and everything sitting there, everything but they didn't have bread. So you have to have bread on that. It's a big machlekes in Shem. So we're machna on that. You only say the Sherev Brach is, if you have a minion of people who are benching the Zumin, then you can say Sherev Brach. So we assume that you have to have at least a group of the meat, or you have to have 7 people who are eating bread. You don't have to eat the whole meal there, but you have to eat a kazayas, you have to eat kutcha. Let's say they ate at home. Let's say they ate the whole meal at home, they didn't bench. And they had in mind when they washed that they're going to continue eating over there. They're going to eat dessert over there. If they just eat dessert, they don't have any bread, then they're not supposed to bench things. They're supposed to bench the Chavarim in the place where you have bread. So in order to satisfy that need, you don't require that it should eat a kazayis. Even if you eat less than a kazayis, then you're going to go. As long as you have a tiny brek ala bread, that's enough. But if you want them to count, if they need you for the mezumim, if you're one of the 7 people that's counting for the mezumim, then you only count for the mezumim if you add a kazayis of bread to get it bread. Then you have to eat all kazayis in the other place. In order to be mezumim. But let's say they don't need you for the mezumim. They have 7 people who ate bread over there, they don't need me. So I bench at home. And I come there, I want to be mezumim to the 10. I want to be one of the additional 3 people. So I can eat one or the other, I can eat something else. I don't have to have, I can eat the dessert. I don't even have to have cake. I don't even have to have cake. The Gemara says the bench is done in the 10 people. As long as you have a rib of the meat or a 7, it doesn't matter. If you have 7 or 8 bread, the other 3, even if they didn't even have the bench, even if they just had vegetables or they had the dessert, whatever fruit, they'll be mistaken. The bench is done in the 3, that's a machlekes m'shulchan aruch. You need 2 of them should have eaten bread. And then, so the bench was in the 3, you're not going to say, you should have brought it. Stop. Okay, the bench was in the 3. The 2 of them had bread, and the 3rd one had cake, then you can start. The 2 had bread, and the 3rd one had fruit, or soda, or coffee. So that's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. So we make it on that. That's machlokes in the Mechaber. We make it. Just like by 10, the Gemara says, if you have 7 who had bread. So the 3 who had other things, vegetables, and desserts, will be miscarried. We talk to them even by, bench was in by 3 also. If the 3rd one had whatever, except for mayim. The 3rd one just had water, then he's not a star. And the 3rd one has fruit, so that's fruit or whatever, then he doesn't need to. So the business of Moses, that's the not, Tosis has 2 days. Tosis is noted that it's not mistaber. Tosis is noted to say that it's not mistaber, that you can cover 2 meals, 2 akilas with 1 business of Moses. But it's a machlokes, we understand why there was a group of Bali at Tosis Hazatso. Because the Tachanas Chachamim was that you cannot cover 2 akilas with 1 bracha shel lefanel. That's exactly the state of the din, Hashinim Lachim Tzorach Levarech. If I start the meal, let's say I didn't wash the bread. I'm just having a regular meal. Not many people don't wash. So let's say the person had chicken and potatoes and fruits and everything but bread. Normally they didn't eat it. So if he starts here, he walks out for a minute, then he comes back in. They have to say another bracha. If he starts here and then he finishes in the other place, then he has to say another bracha over there. Why? Because in every Abishini Mokhan, the halacha declares that as a separate achila. You cannot cover 2 achilas with 1 bracha shel lefanel. So a group of Bali Yotzeis is held just like you cannot cover 2 achilas with 1 bracha shel lefanel, or Adinam, you cannot cover 2 achilas with 1 bracha shel acharon. So you have to have a separate benching for that meal and a separate benching for this. So whenever it's tilek, whenever it's Tivu Katsuba, either with Afirut Ashurchana, Hesach Adata, falling asleep, or washing my Machrayim, as I said, Havlon and Abach, whatever constitutes Tivu Katsuba, and then if the new Achille, after that, after the cast that you require another Bracha Shalafoneo, you cannot cover 2 achilas with 1 bracha shel lefanel. Why not? You cannot cover 2 achilas with 1 bracha shel acher. You have to have a separate. So let's say if I have the supper tonight, what did I have? I had vegetables and I had chicken and I had some fruit and then I said darn the kosher. So that's not called 3 achilas. I threw everything was on the plate and whatever I didn't see, my wife is going to bring it. The children are going to bring it in later. So that's all called 1 big achila. And it doesn't all have to be separate achilas. Right? It doesn't have to be a so-called 1 big achila. There was no hetzach hadas in the sink. I'm relying on atake the ishti, atake the children, whoever's giving me the food. I'm relying on them. Whatever they're going to give me is all part of 1 big achila. So I saved 1 bracha achrayin on everything. I can't cover all of it with 1 bracha shalafanel because this is shakal, this is hadam, and this is haik. That's why you need 3 bracha shalafanel. If it would have been the same bracha, I would have covered all 3 food with 1 bracha shalafanel. But all 3 can be covered with 1 bracha shalachreah because it's all 1 big achila. But if you have a hefsek hadas in the middle, I fall asleep in the middle of the eating, or I make a shinu makom in the middle of the eating, or something like that, or a tzilak hasuda, and that breaks it up, that hacks up the house called 2 achilas. The 2 achilas, that's 1 day in safety, it's a big minority opinion that we don't accept. There's a big minority view that you cannot cover 2 achilas with 1 bracha shalachreah, just like you cannot cover 2 achilas. With 1 bracha shalafanel. Okay. No problem. That's not a problem. Things near it, so we're going to say the great carrier, they're going to make the appeal, but that's not called the hefsek hadas. What happened then? How did the story go?
Bread.
I said shahafal on the chicken.
Yeah.
And then I finished eating. Hesachadas, okay. Yes, so I certainly have to say another shahafal on that. But that would be 2 days in Texas. I have to say Barnacoshis on the first one. Then say shop on the second day, another burn of fresh, because you cannot, since you're going to need another shop because it has kazaz, you cannot cover both with one burn of fresh. Or do you say, no, you can cover both with one burn of fresh. That's the present, that's the weaker sheet in person. You can cover two achilles with one drop of shalom for it. Even if you cannot cover two achilles with one drop of shalom for now. Yes. What? You wash and you eat a shooter, then you bench. Then after that, if you're going to wash right away for the shalom shooter, then it's going to be a problem of an issue of burning brach shein at tikkun.
That's acceptable.
And to some parts of all of that, to move there to be burning brach shein at tikkun. He really could have started the shalom shooter with the same hamoyt in the same benching. Just arbitrarily, once he hears the shalom shooter, then he benches in the middle, he washes again, it's a hamoyt. So the brach on it, it'll be a time, and the hamoyt in the second benching, that's a shalom. It's not a brach about tova. Under the circumstances, not about tova. That's called brach shein at tikkun, because it could have been covered with one. Some passed him all that that's not a problem because under the circumstances, not a brach shein tzvi, he's doing a machine mitzvah shalom shudas. It's nishtei mitzvah, it's not a brach of atzola for sure. And they hold their hashulchan as all arichas and their sheva. It's not called a brach shein tzvi, it's a brach atzvicha. If he's going to eat everything together, he won't have shalom shudas. And others all know that afilu b'malka mitzvah is also a problem of the brach shein tzvi, because it's still a mind the end of the human. So that's why they recommend you should take a walk for half an hour. A real Hesachadah. A real Hesachadah. So then it's not a Baruch Hashem Tzvicha. Your mom should have Hesachadah to be for you. Yeah, yeah, sure. That's the holiday to Gemara says, whenever there is a Hesachadah to be for that he ate before, and he wants to continue eating now, he needs the Baruch Hashem. Yes.
Yeah,
sure. Okay. Then he needs another rest. Then he needs another bracha shalom for now. That's for sure. And now, Satan has 2 days that we have to first bench for the first meal. And now wash and say, I might be in the bench a second time for the second meal. No! He'll bench at the end. He'll cover both meals. The Satan presents the two sheets, and then later to say that one benching can cover two meals, even though one bracha shalom for now. They're not covered two achilas, but one bracha shalom for now can cover two achilas. That's how patience is the master.
Why
In which case?
And you have, like you said, 2 minutes. In case of...
You said Havlan and Nevarach. Yeah. Havlan and Nevarach, yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's a good discussion. It's a good discussion. But Belvala Soloveitchi claims that it's only by bread, especially the bread. Let's say you eat Kodesh Tivula Vamashka, but the person is eating cake or cookies, Danish, and he's dipping it into his tea. He's dipping into his coffee. He's supposed to wash the Kodesh Tivula Vamashka. So let's say he's dipping, he's eating, and then he says Alamithya. He finishes Alamithya, then he decides he wants to have some more. So he's going to say another part of the Mishnah, so he has to wash again. But he thinks that not. He thinks the Davishik, the Guru Mahashki, depends whether you're dying Shniyas, you're dying Maskani, you're dying not Maskani, you're dying. So he knows he just washed on a broth, he didn't do anything, and he just said the broth after him, Alamithya. So now, you're dying on not Maskani, so now that he doesn't have to wash again. He says by he quotes the Birkei Yosef, the Chigon Birkei Yosef takes this decision. As by Dovish at the Buddha Bramashke, it depends on the reality. Is Yadayim Shmiyot, are they Askanias or not? So the fellow just finished saying Alamichya, and if Yadayim are not Askanias, and he wants to continue eating more Danish, dipping in more in the coffee, so he doesn't have to wash again at all. But by Tzad, that's what life was. By bread, Kaktik, and Chachavim, that at every meal, you have to have another, it seems that it's right, the Chizot brings right from the Gemara to this distinction. Though so that he calls that it's not this. He holds that the Chizot is Yitzah and Ayyama. That there are two separate Takonas. The Takonas, the Chizot says, I am for Taz, was the Takonah every time you say Amoshi. every time you have a meal, you have to wash, even if your daim are not shmir, even if your daim are not askoni. Now, same thing, because every time you have a mashkir, that's only because your daim are askoni. And if you don't regard that, it's not askoni, so you don't need it all in the till of your daim. Yeah, that's a different thing. Our practice is that even those who wash until they are dying to Dabashi to Buddha Mamashkir do not say a bracha. Most people do not say a bracha. It's only Goyim, those who follow the Goyim. The Goyim passing straight out like the Rambam, that you wash the Dabashi to Buddha Mamashkir and you say a bracha. Let's say a person has an apple, he just rings to a brother. And say, Tachnai, the first one we usually wash without a bracha. Without a bracha, right. Without a bracha. Let's say a person has grapes that were rinsed off and they still have droplets of water on them. Or a person is eating an apple and he rinses it, someone rinses it off and it's still wet. So that's a dovish of the will of an ashkin. So in the Shulchan Aruch it says you're supposed to wash until it's yadayim, like you wash for bread. The only thing is that because faith is called that this man is that the whole thing doesn't apply, so therefore we wash without a bracha. The Rambam holds you have to wash with a bracha until it's yadayim. The faith holds you don't have to wash at all. So what do we do on Pesach night? We wash without a bracha. That's what the Tzad says, we should do that all year long. That's what the Tzad says. Manish tana alayla zemi kol alayla. Taka ma Pesach night. We washed before we did the Mekarfaz, because there was a little mashkin. And all year long, the minigayla zemi hakel. So he says, it's not right. All year long, we should wash the Dabash of the little mashkin without a breath. And then it is, comes to the Miyash, and then it says, it comes to the Miyash and the minigayla. So he has quotes the Tzad of Kash, Manish tana alayla zemi kol alayla. So he says, no, the answer is, all year long we follow Taisus, that you don't have to wash the Tzavish of Tzavish of Tzavish. It's not as everybody's family anyway. So, well, what do we gain by washing? On Pesach night we do a lot of things, Zechel and Migdash. So this is one of the many things that Zechel and Migdash. In fact, that's why there are many who have the Minig, that only the Balabayis washes, that only the head of the house washes for the Tzavish of Tzavish of Tzavish. And the other people participating, even though the others are also eating Karpas, they don't wash. That's like
only the Balabayis is finger.
No. See, that's why. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
If you eat it.
Eating it, so they're eating a Dabash at the middle of the mosque. No, no. So then it explains why. Because the whole washing is clean. If you're all by faith, the Dabash at the middle of the mosque all year long. You don't have to wash. But on Pesach night, you do wash. Why? To make it Zechel HaMikdash. That's enough. The Zechel HaMikdash is sufficient if it's made by the Baal HaBayis. Then it has to be made by all the men of the house. No haraya, he says, I'm wearing of the kippur. So what's the reason why we wear a kippur? The Shulchan Aruch, the reason that's given is, and Magen Avraham says the reason is, that lahatkela yom ha'misa, that on Pesach night, everything is so beautiful, and all the silver and everything is so lavish, and we don't make a zechel ha'korban on Pesach night. It's a zechel ha'chelis, everything is chelis. No zechel ha'korban. There's a din that we don't observe. There's a din that all year long, you're not supposed to have a full meal with 100% everything. People violate it all week long. They have full meals yet. Except for Pesach night. You're supposed to have everything full and Zechel HaKeles. Yeah. So the Magen Avraham on the side of the Shulchan Aruch says, so you have everything is so lavish on Pesach night, so the person may decide to sin. So you tell him to put on a kippur, to ask him like an amisa, to tone everything down. So that's why the Magen Avraham says that if one is in Avelis, one is in, let's say, Avelis, if they Kurdish Avelis, Avelis Shloshim, let's say, Yontif Kentel Shiva, and he's still in the middle of Shloshim. Yontif Kentel Shloshim, and he's still in the middle of Yudhik Kurdish. So then the Magen Avraham says you don't have to remind him, ask him like an amisa. The amisa is staring him in the face, he's still in the middle of Avelis. So then there's no need for such a person to wear a kippur to the Seder on Pesach night. And the Goyim disagrees. The Goyim says that's not the reason why you wear a kippur. The Middle says, no, it says in the Gemara's up there, we don't know exactly where the Gemara is. It says in the Gemara that when they used to eat such a kalim in Yerushalayim, they didn't wear big dekunah. The Kohanim, when they ate such a kachim in the Azor, they used to wear big dekunah. But when the Bailam would eat such a kalim in Yerushalayim, they don't wear big dekunah. But instead of wearing the regular clothing, the regular Shabbat in the suit, they would wear a chaluk lavan, a special fancy chaluk lavan. So the only time saying that that's what the wearing of the kippur is, a zechel amigdash, that the man on earth to wear such a chaluk lavan, the Shabbat on the 8th, the Korban Pesach. Because it is this says, that just like who wears the chaluk lavan, who wears the kippur, only the father of the household. So that's why many of the early Achrayim say, in the Seif HaMinhagim, as like that. And my father's opinion, I think, is that the only one who washes
And the Siddhas are dying for their karpa, foot bread, from, like everybody washes both of them. But before karpa, only the balabayas washes. But then it's just a bug, because the whole washing up Pesach night is only there for the mitzvah. So it's enough, it's the balabayas. No, the matzah is not as the real in their eyes. But the Korach is there for the mitzvah. That's what it says in the Haggadah, but that's not in itself. In the Gemara, it doesn't say that. In the Gemara, in the end of Sopham, it says, there was a Machlokes Hillel in the Chachamim, this man Amig, the Shulam lived 100 years before the destruction of the Second Temple. Hillel Shammah lived 100 years before the year 70. It lived 30 years before the Common Era. So the Gemara says that this man Hillel, when he ate the Kod Pesach, he had a Machlokes with the other Tanan, how he's supposed to eat it. Hillel, how they have to eat everything all together. Sandwich, a kucha, and the Chachamim says, for that, they have to eat everything separately. The Gemara says, Hashtag, that we don't know how to pass it, should be passing like Hillel. Should be passing like the Chachamim, so we better do everything. So we do separately, do together. It's not really that we're doing a Zechel of Mikdash, not a Zechel of Mikdash. Some Mishanim say it's a Zechel of Mikdash, the Orach, right? It's a Zechel of Mikdash, but the Pashtas in the Gemara has nothing to do with Zechel of Mikdash. Is that broken? Yeah, that's a Pashtas shot. And so they introduced the state that even the Gomer Gaon another drop. Yes, the Gemara has just washed before, so why did he wash again before Hamaitzi? So the Gemara says I'm shy of what that means, but that's the Lashon HaGemara. It's Mitzirata. So that's what some Rishonim say. There's no, some Rishonim say, you see, that there's no Hashtag Hadar, that's wrong. That's what some argue. The Gemara says the Perish did it, but there's Hashtag Hadar. So some Rishonim say, you see that the Gemara says it's Hashtag Hadar, so you can't say that the Hadamah before the Karpas covers the Gemara. That's wrong. And the other Rishonim say, no, the Gemara only says that there's Hashtag Hadar from the Shneer of Hayadayim. Shem and Lev have been the Tamil Kamas and Ashish of the Gufo. But it does mean that there is a Hesach Hadash from eating. There's no Hesach Hadash from eating. So the Hadama on the Karpas, will cover the Mara. There was no Hesach Hadash from eating. But the Mara always said there's a Hesach Hadash from Shmini Sayyidah. The Pesach has those two Pshatim. Pesach has that much weight regarding the Hesach Hadash. Well, we're going to talk like the Rambam, that you have to wash with the bracha. You have to wash all year long, right. So there's only one pattern like the Rambam says that you have to wash before you have, let's say, the Danish dipped into the coffee, or before you're about to eat the apple that's moist. The best thing is you dry off the apple, that's right. But if you didn't dry it off, you're eating it while it's moist. So the grindhouse pattern like the Rambam, you have to wash until it's done with the broth. But that's, we don't, in the Shulchan Aruch, that's out of the question. We don't follow the Gemara now. How do we pass it? So there's strictly speaking in the Shulchan Aruch, it says, later Taz pointed out. So we go to home, but you wash it because it's divine without a bracha. Because the Pesach holds you don't have to wash it off. So the bracha is a bracha of the Rambam, you have to wash with a bracha. So we come up with the pshara, we wash without a bracha. And then it seems it's miyashiv, the mini goyim, that the Taz didn't like. The Taz claims that the people are doing wrong.
Oh, yeah.
But all year long they don't wash it off with Dabashi Tavurma Mashke. And the Taz proves that it's wrong, because on Pesach night we wash with Karpaz, we wash with Dabashi Tavurma Mashke. So did it seem with Miyashit the Minigodim? Maybe the answer is that they're doing right. And we really follow Pesach, or that the whole thing no longer applies. It's not that. What do you do on Pesach night? And the man is only there for the Mikdash. So did it seem with Miyashit the Minigodim? It's not that he talks like that. It's Miyashit the Minigodim that they won't burn again. It says the Shalmai a little bit. If you're... What do you mean, sorry for what you mean? Rabbi Shitz is ruling the mask. I think you're holding with a fork. You're holding with a fork. You're not touching the water. I think the Gemara says the same thing. You still have to wash. Unless, let's say, unless it's such a thing like a cornflakes or wheat is a soup, that the meaning is that you don't have your fingers in it. You could not eat it with a spoon. Well, let's say the person is having a Danish, which he's going to drink into, dip into his milk, and the way he dips in, sometimes he'll stick his finger in, sometimes he'll try to be careful not to stick his finger in, but sometimes he will be touching it. So then you need the filter. So let's say he doesn't want to wash, he's lazy, so he'll take a fork and a knife,
a cut up the Davis and they'll dip it in with the fork, because that's right, for sure he won't touch the water. But there it says the Davis that you do have to wash. That that ate, it doesn't help. That is the nature of the food that you're eating in Davis, the room mask, is that you always eat it with a spoon. It's not that it's a food that you're normally eating with the fingers, and now you're going to go out of your way to eat with a spoon. It's Rice Krispies, or the Cheerios, whatever it is, you always eat it with a spoon. Or the soup, you always eat with a spoon. But that's the thing that the gospel say, you don't need a spoon to die for. Okay, so this is the way Rashi intends his learning law. Rav Kofta comes up with the three-part stuff that Rashi had his interpretation and dumps, and that's the way we follow. And Taisus reads the Gemara, the way the counter practices. It's the three parts of our papa corresponded to. The first part of our papa was whatever you eat as a course in the meal to fill you up, doesn't require a broken not before, not after. That's what we always do. On the spaghetti, even though you don't eat spaghetti with bread. That's an ahamah ben ahamah, it doesn't matter. The spaghetti, the sholem, the chicken, we don't eat the chicken with the bread. Still, that's our lacha, you don't need a broken not before, not after. The dessert that you have at the end of the meal, that's Ramabon Shalom Achmasasuga, and there was a machlekes before, and the talk of our papa was like the two against the one, that you need a bracha before, and you don't need a bracha after, unless you're still hungry, that's not dessert, and it says Ramabon Achmasasuga, then it's one of the courses of the meal. And the third talk of our papa is sometimes you even need a bracha, day with name, day with name, when is that? When you made a Hesachadah, when you made a Hesachadah, so it's Mamish is separate Achimah. Then you need a separate bracha koinah for that. That's not that she's learning more, that's all we pass. Now the Gemara continues this time, right? This apostle was an Amayra. Now the Gemara quotes the Brahma. Shaul was Ben Zayma. The eighth of Tanah was Ma Omru, why did the early Tanayim assume Rama Boy Machmas Hasud Tel Hasud anything in bracha love of name of Elachre? So he says, what kind of a deen is that? I thought about the Shehan of Elam Hazeb, but that's bracha. And he says, no, I'm on the hand, so then they answered, oil, fast, quite sure. It's covered with almonds. Okay, a new din. It's a din of Iker and Tafel, that's if you have bread and butter, bread and margarine, and then there's another din of Tafel, Glom Abba Machmas HaTudah. Then he offers you, so, Yai and Nami Mixery, Tafel, what if you drink in the middle of the meal? The person has a meal, he has a little coffee, he has a little tea, he has a little soda, water, whatever. He does not say, bro. The only one exception to the rule is if he has wine in the middle of the meal, then he has to say Barfi Agaf in the beginning, but he doesn't say Allah Gefen Afi Agaf in the end. The Manish Tana, that's what they have to be hockey, if it is such an institution, as Ram Abay Machmas HaTudah, whether it's the Neuchel or Amashke, is covered by the meal, so why do you have to say Barfi before you drink the wine? So then Zayma Hems as well, Barfi Agaf is a special story, shiny yai, the Goy Lei Rochel Yatma. Barfi Agaf is something very special. What does it mean? The Taisus has the soup shot and the bottom Taisus has soup shot. First they call Rashi. The top Rashi has an Edzav. Right? The common Taisus will draw a lot of times we say Baruch HaGaf and I'm wine, even though we're not really interested in drinking wine. For example, Kiddush and Abdullah and the Shevet Brachas, he's not interested in drinking wine. But the Gemara is trying to prove the Hashivas of the Baruch HaGaf. Sometimes the Chacham is required of us. He said, if you're interested in eating or drinking this specific food, then we recommend Satan's bracha, that bracha, the other bracha. But if that is an interest in eating the food, the best is only eating, don't say the bracha. No, but sometimes they're required of us, we have to go out of our way in order to drink this wine, in order to say a bracha, bracha, bracha. So that demonstrates the chashivas of the bracha, bracha. Satan's has a slightly different variation, basically the same thing. It has a different variation that we learned from the beginning of the period that you say both the rice and all the fruit. He said, but Adam and all the vegetables are dead. Wine! The first mission says wine. It's good for the Adam that you say both the Adam and instead of just relying on the both the rice. It's a little bit form of grace that really should have been both the rice. But so I'm talking about special problems. So it doesn't matter when you learn like the Rashi on the top of the Negzav, or you learn like the Rashi Mishan, say to quote the Rashi Mishan on the bottom of the Negzav, that originally was in a state of grace, so it was birthday grace, and then when you made it into, Jews, you don't say Shahakal, you don't say Hoyt, now you're Kakonis Brocha, because they have the Hashivas to it. So, well, no, the same as Rashi, that Yaakovin has a special Hashivas. He pointed out a few times that if you stumble the halach would be like this, let that person is in the middle of a meal, and he has wine, and Ramadan Machmas Asud, he wants to wash down the food. In some countries where they drink wine all the time in the middle of the meal.
So let's say in such a case, Allah requires he should say Goreh Kriyat Yosef, and he didn't follow the Allah. So would you say that he's in violation of also the Hanus and Olam Azer B'Lay Bracha? And the Pashtus says no, the Pashtus says that the Hanus and Olam Azer B'Lay Bracha, he's covered already, he's not a Moisim, he's not called Shafi Yai, and he's run off by Matna Kashu. He's only in the Vatul the Nitzvah reciting a separate Bicha Sherat Mohidoy. In this case, the Goreh Kriyat Yosef will not be a Bicha Tanerim. If the Talmud decides in the middle of nowhere to drink a cup of wine, then the Chacham require him that he should say Goreh Kriyat Yosef as a Bichas HaNehenim. And if he does say the Bichas HaNehenim, then he will go down to the Olam HaZeh B'Lay Bracha. If he drinks the wine on a bracha, it's going to be a violation of HaNehenim HaZeh, and Olam HaZeh B'Lay Bracha, I raise them off. But if he's drinking the wine in the middle of the meal and it's Shengizot Kamar in the beginning, he's going to say Zanat HaKot, he's going to say Bichas HaMar at the end. So basically, in Hilchot Bichas HaNehenim, it's covered. So the Gemara says no. But in Yayin, Goreh Bracha V'Yatzma, however you're going to interpret, whether by Grashia, like the Rashi Mishan, it means that the Goreh Kriyat Yosef, in addition to serving as a Bichas HaNehenim, also has a Bchina, has a Madrega of a Bichas Sherech Vaidoy. So that's why he's required to say the Goreh Kriyat Yosef, even though he's in the middle of the meal. That's a separate question. No. The Goreh Kriyat Yosef does not mean. The Goreh Kriyat Yosef is covered with the bench. That's the Pashuk Shat in the Gemara. No, come on. Pashuk Shat is that if a person is eating a meal, then whatever tastes one Allah, whatever he eats or drinks, eating or drinking, anything in the middle of the meal is covered with the bracha that mostly before, the benching at the end. As long as the drinking is to wash down the food, it's all gone by Machmas Asir. The tastes have to handle this, have to keep on this long tastes that starts on the bottom of the day, goes up on the Aleph. They say, Muri and the Rabbi Nitam, they keep on repeating it because there's a Master Vitri. The Master Vitri is the comment that the Talmidim of Rashi quotes in connection with the Siddur. The part of the Siddur is about all the Dittim of benching and Bracha Rishayna and eating food and so on. So in the Master Vitri, they quote in an abstract from Rashi that when a person is in the middle of eating a meal and he's thirsty and he wants a drink of water, he has to say Shacham and eat as well. And then, so he says shahakum, okay. And then he eats a little more, then he wants another drink. He has to have another shahakum in the middle. He has 4 or 5 shahakum in the middle of the meal. That's what he's talking about in the beginning. Everything is covered, but not the drinking. Why? Special takana, hashorot ha-mayim v'tzomoy. State in the Mishnah, the end of the parish. When a person is thirsty, hashorot ha-mayim v'tzomoy, then you say shahakum in the middle. You say shahakum in the middle. And Rashi holds that it's always going to be a hashachadah. Let's say, for me it's not a Hesach Adar. The only reason why I don't keep on drinking is because I'm talking. So when someone else starts talking, then I had a drink. I would continue to drink. But let's say a person is in the middle of the meal, and then he takes a drink. The Rashi Sheik is going to say, Shachal in the Dvara, and then he states, Masa Vichu. Hashem's in mind with someone, and he says, Shachal. So how much water does he drink? He drinks enough water that he shouldn't be thirsty anymore. Then he eats a little bit more. Now he's thirsty again. The new takon is brocha. That's not a hemshah from before. Why do I share some mind with someone? Separate takon, I share some mind with someone. Then you have to say shatim here. The Tosis makes a big part of this that they don't hold like Rashi, they don't talk like that Rashi. How is Rashi going to read the Gemara? When Ben Zayma was asked, why don't you say brocha on all the foods in the middle of the meal? So he said, I might see Tavidel. So then they asked, Pasta Chosen. Then they asked, if so, well, Pasta Chosen, why not wine? So then they asked, why not wine? Why not water? Why didn't they ask, why not water? The bunch of shots covered. Everything is covered. The only one and only thing that's not covered is wine. So they asked, why not wine? You would have to say bro.
No, if he's bread with water.
With a piece of bread. You want to say that Rashi goes with Shitasa here? The reason why Rashi holds that the drinking is not covered with Samaisi is because Rashi holds even the spaghetti is not covered with Samaisi. Rashi holds the chalice and the potatoes and nothing is covered with Samaisi unless he...
No, maybe not.
So what? If you have...
No.
How can you have bread one together? You soak the bread in the wine. No, then Tosafot says you don't. No, Tosafot says, Ashura, Who does it? What they eat bread while they're drinking.
Oh,
that's what Taita says. If you share a piece of my life, Taita says not to stop it. Taita says maybe that's the shot that you know. But then says not to stop it to say that, not to say Garciago. They hold that that's not. You would not say that again. They say the only time that Zenya says you do say Barco Rebbe is to drink it in the wine chest. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that wine is the one and only exception to the rule. Another mask in that. The Rashi holds not. Rashi holds not. So one could say that this is Rashi Rishikata, that Rashi held the whole Gemara was like that. Rashi holds that the way we eat meals, if you say how much in the beginning of the meal, you eat a slice or two of bread. Then you eat everything separate. It's not mishpon. It's not covered. I don't know.
Then why does Rashi have to stress? No, that's my head.
So Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi doesn't get any head.
Take a look in the text.
Let's start from the third line from the bottom of the text. And then Aleph on the base. We're going to get there. And then Aleph on the base, the third line. He who aimed up in the psalm. The beginning of the text, they just give the soup shelter. What is the hashivus of one garden broccoli asma? The Rashi says that you have to say Berkei HaGofen that Kiddush and Abdullah, even they're not interested in drinking wine. And that shows that Berkei HaGofen has the hashivus of a Bichas Shevach Loido. It's not just a plain old Bichas HaNehenen. Even in the middle of the meal also, a pot for trust means it's covered because Bichas HaNehenen, but it's not covered because of Shevach Loido. And the Rashi Nishan gives the other pshah, says, since they're on the stock in a special broch instead of plain old Berkei or Shachal Yibidah, maybe special broch of Berkei HaGofen, and that shows that it's Shevach Loido. Alright, this is the first half of the phrase. How do you touch the word? How do you translate the word? Glory broch of the Atma. Well, however you translate it, you know, just driving, I didn't have chashid. And now, the third line from the bottom of the text, you are not in a town, that that's only wine. But other mashkin, let's say soda or beer, shamashkin kamo mayim v'sheikhor, aboy machmasat to the text, and says both, not only mayim. Mayim, sheikhor, anything else, not only mayim. So the Rabbeinu Tam holds past for shorter, because I feel the yayim how you fight it. Wine would have also been covered with Brahma by Matha, so it's not for the special reason that it's going properly out, we love to compare properly out. And this is the Leike Matha Dittri, the Matha Dittri Hall, Shekhato Shem, the Brocham, the Mayim, Brocham, Bechol, Pam, and Pam, Afilu, Bitei Chassude, the Havi, Ken, Nimla. That's the Shalom, when the Matha Dittri says that in the middle of the meal you say Shahakal, every time you have a cup of water, what does it mean? Water, or even beer, or even soda, or even coffee? That's the question. Because the Mishnah at the end of the text says a special thing, I'll show some mind with somoy. And then the Gemara says, why does it say the word with somoy? Because it's count to say umso. And the top line on M, hey, M, and Aleph. And the bottom line on M, Dalet, and Bay, going over to the top line. That's the first one has to swallow a pill. And you can't swallow a pill without a mashka. So what kind of a mashka is he going to take with? See if he takes a little schnapps with it. If he takes a little soda with it. He has to say juice. But he has to say a bracha. The one exception to the rule is water. Because the Takan of Chachamim on water was only if he shakes the mind of someone when he's thirsty. If he's not thirsty, then they never were mistaken a broth on mayim, on beer, on other things. Yeah. To swallow a pill, so if you're only taking water with the pill, then you don't say broth. But if you're taking some other mashka with the pill, then you do. That's the Gemara. Why does he shake the mind of someone like Pukki? Mayim to the exclusion of what case? And he knows it's like Pukki. So you see that by Mayim, the Takana Takanaim was only the Midsummer. So that's what one could reach shot in the Master of Itri. You need to remember vaguely that the Rav said that that was a shot. In the Master of Itri, that says his quote that it's only Mayim. Shemavachim, the Mayim brach up a whole time and time. In the middle of the meal, when he drinks water, why does he drink? Why does he stop? He drinks because he's thirsty. Why does he stop? Because he's not thirsty anymore. Then he gets thirsty later. So that's vital of summer. He's thirsty later again. If he's only taking water to wash down the food, that's chanka seyumta. Then you don't say shahakal on thirsty. The mother says so. But if he's taking the water in the middle of the meal a second time, first time, second time, a third time, because he's thirsty now, because that's what summer, so that's a separate hakan, not shahakal on the sun. But Rashi would also agree that after this, he would also be asking if he's having soda in the middle of the meal, if he's having some other mashke juice, anything other than mayim, there is no separate hakana on that. That's a regular brichas on any.
So it's a result. He said I'm eating in the beginning. So Shabbos, just like the Gemara says, that Yayin is separate, so Rashi in the Maksud Yitzri holds that Mayim is a separate Takana. Shabbos and Mayim is some, a separate Takana. So that's why you need a Brach Ishpah. But that's not the way the Rabbi and Tom understood it, clearly, because Rabbi and Tom says Mayim and Sheikhar, he puts all the Maksud together.
That the way you learn the rule of death, here's the man of the Shomor, is only that if not, you wouldn't need a book at all.
Right.
It has nothing to do with the Suda.
Right, separate. None of it was Suda, right. So that, so you see from that Gemara, though, that on Mayim it was a separate Takona. Another Bechat HaNen, and you say, okay, even if you drink it to swallow a pill, you still say Bechat HaNen. So you see that on Mayim it was a separate Takona. It's not really because it's Bechat HaNen. It's a different thing. Just like wine is not really a Bechat HaNen. Goran Brochel Yachman is not even interested in drinking wine. Whatever the heck is in the Gemara. The Rashi Mishan, the Rashi, the Bracha Barakat Lofen is a Bicha Shevach Loido, so it's not covered with the Tav. So the same thing is by the water. Water, Shachalam water is not a normal Bicha Sanen. Because otherwise, why should you make a difference between Chanka Seyumtsa and not Chanka Seyumtsa? By other juices, by other mashma, you don't make such a difference. So you see, that's the Takana. Shalom Gitar is Bicha Sanen. So the Mela, just like wine is not covered with Amaisi, so the water is not covered either. And then Rashi goes one step further, it goes, and he says, if he drinks the second time, drinks the third time, the time is with somebody. Why didn't he drink it all the first time? Because he's no longer thirsty in the beginning. Then if he becomes thirsty again, bite him with summer. And new takana, every time she has someone with summer, has to say another drug. That's how one could learn shots in the Maksud, because that's not the way faith is understood. So it's understood that he's saying, Vamabroi Machmas Asud, his covenant is only Macholim, and not Mashkim. But Mashkim Adan Asud. Why didn't the Gemara ask? Why did they ask? If Rashi claims that Mayim is not covered, you got it every time a Shacham in the Torah. When the Gemara says Yayin Nami, according to this Maslavitri, it was that Yayin Nami Nisrei Taz, because it was on the Brach Achreina.
No, we shouldn't design, therefore it should be part of the Suda. So therefore I would think we should need a Brach, but Yayin, not mine, is never part of the Suda.
That's what it means. So if a person takes in that day, they quote, if a person takes in that and not eat anything, right. That's Mayim. So the Mishnah says in the Brahman that all food, everything is included except for Mayim and Melech. They see that everything under the sun is a Dabar HaMezid except for Mayim and Melech is not Zion. So the Gemara would never ask a question, why does he have to say Shahakol on the water? That's simple, we understand, because it's not Zion. No. The Tesis is also understanding that it's only water. They're also reading the Maslavitri that water is different. Is it drinking juice?
With design.
Juice with design. Everything other than water is included in the nether.
Nine
over
there. So why does he combine mind the Sheikha?
I don't know. The way that I've been in time starts out with mind the Sheikha. The look of Maslavitri. Some just say, I'm this good Rashi. And the Maslavitri to say that even Sheikha in the middle of the meal, you would have to say, well, but then that's on the left one. It sounds like they're going back to the simple reading on the Master Vishnu. It's only mine. Mine is separate. Only mine. They're not about self. So when they, let's read the annotations. How do they understand? According to Rashi, Amalahem, Ihaki, on the left line of the Gemara, Yai Nami Nisri Tad. So why did the Talmidin ask Ben Zema only from Yai in the Terech HaSude? Why did they say Baruch and why didn't they ask on water the Terech HaSude? The patient says no. Water, but that also is milk from the pshita, that it requires a separate bracha, because for sure it's not called Rama Boy Machmas Asud. But Yayin is Zayin. Yayin is done. Is Zayin, like one of the other mashkim, other than water. So that the Gemara thought that should be covered with the Rama. If that should be Rama Boy Machmas Asud, and that's what Ben Zayin gave the
answer.
The Miyashi the Rashi. The Miyashi, how Rashi is the simple reading the Gemara, not like Rashi. So they're parenthering how Rashi will read the Gemara. And then Tesis continues, however, they don't hold like that Lamacha, they hold it in Tzmo. Me, we, Rabbi Natan, they're repeating, Vayomim, Shulel Baruch, Lama Shamash Mabon Tzach HaSudu. The time of the past, the time, or what's the reason? The time of the pasta, teruskol, everything you eat in the middle of the meal is covered, whether it's echel or mashti. The one except, the only one and only exception to the rule is the yard.
And what with the second half of Rakhiyah? The first place is there just like we don't accept the first half of Rakhiyah.
He makes a mistake with whatever you eat, after how much before benching, you have to swallow it up on the meal, you have to stand out of the way.
No, God's like that. The prophet says, we don't accept Rakhiyah. The patient before said, just like we don't accept the first half of Rakhiyah's member, we don't accept the second half that Yain Tas is coming to Mashmi.
Now, the patient has cut out already. Now, the patient goes back to the second half of Rakhiyah, we do pass from others.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, something like that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Ashtabachalamai, so they're winding up. What's the Pesach Aloche? So you say, Yayim Pas is called me the Mashkin from Shikir HaMashkihu. The Hula Shul Chom in the Mashkin. That was the second half of Rabkhiyah, we do Pas Kamal. We are accepting the
goodness.
Well, going back to that was that there's a reason why Yayin in the middle of the meal requires a separate bracha, because in addition to being a bracha sanayin, but the bracha is also a sherech lo'idoy. So that sherech lo'idoy aspect is not covered with the hamaisi. But now they're just explaining the second half of Rabkhiyah's memory, that if you had Havdalah and you went to have a cup of coffee or tea right after Havdalah, then you will accept Rabkhiyah, that you don't have to say a shahakal before the tea, you don't have to say one of the after the tea, you just said the Rabkhiyah before the wine and had a review, and then you say I'll get in at the end, and everything is covered. No. The one exception that the eye is not. He doesn't say. You don't know.
And you learn the out of the world of Rakhdi, but how to be a new world to be that
one town hall was
there. It's also possible to look at that. You should give better to bench the person who ate and drank.
Yes, the question is for that chicken. Yeah.
So you see that drinking is part of the meal. It's not. So why should, if you drink water, why shouldn't that be part of the meal? Because people are higher than the world.
That's only. Yeah, we don't talk about that. Yeah. Okay. 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 Maybe next week we know that we'll learn. Next week the shiur will be Wednesday night instead of Tuesday night, and the week after will be Tuesday night. So next week and the week after we'll learn in the Anipay. Yes. Wednesday night, and then the week after is Tuesday night. We're learning everything. Beginning of Parsha, Rashi quotes from the Medrash the problem, why it says twice. Why does it say twice? So the Medrash has a few suggestions, the Medrash Rambam. So the Medrash has one interpretation on the Pasuk, one Medrash, that they donated so much, he healed the Haisa. There was too much in them. So they didn't know what are they going to do with all the extra. What are they going to do? The yeshiva raised too much money. They're going to raise too much money. What are they going to do with all the extra money? So Nichnas Moshe Eitz of the Salel. Halavai. So Nichnas Moshe Eitz of the Salel. Rosh HaHaisa Min HaMishnah. Amal Afnei HaKodesh Bofer Zanim Shalom HaMatiru Es Malachat HaMishnah VaHaSarnu. You have left over, too much money left over. What do we do with the leftover money? Should we give it back? Manasseh banoyseh, what should we do with the leftover money? Amaloi, so the Rebbe Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu, make a yeshiva. They donated money for the Mishkan, as Kedusha Tegbishan and Meilah. So he asked, what do I do with the leftover money? Amaloi, so the Rebbe Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu, lech v'atzeh v'hem Mishkan v'edus. Make a different shot in here in the Mefarshim on the Medrash. So one of the Mephoshim quotes is the Yalkut Shemani on Baha'u Leibcha says like that. That in addition to the Mishkan that they had, with the Mizbech and everything, there was another building nearby that had a Kermel sitting and learning. Halach Moshe, we also for him. And then when the people wanted to know where did all the money go, they gave him a Dita. Elapkuri on Mishkan, half of the money went to this, and Mishkan or Eidos, half of the money went to that. This is the Mishkan, and that's the Beit Medrash, the Kermel.
still at home, you're allowed to do that. The Baruch Shem said so.
But you're allowed, how does it work in?
Sure. There's the Mishana. Mishana is Hazar. Somebody gives for a kailo, and then they divert the money and they use it for a hospital. They divert, they use it for Yeshiva Ksat. You wanted a kailo, didn't want Yeshiva Ksat. They divert for a mikveh and they're using for a girl school or something else. That's Mishana Mishana. Bigger than Mishana, bigger problem. Tachmiyu of the Hedges. They were magnus the money for the Kedushas based on Midrash or Kedushas on Mishna. Then they use it to make a Yeshiva. How are you talking? How are you allowed to do that? Because the Baruch Shem said,
what's the head for Adova?
I think the Hezra Adova is Pasha. That's the deal with Eretz also. Rashi Nachum is closed. At the end, the Pasha Yisra says you have to make a Mizbeach. Beginning the Pasha Mishpatim says you have to have a Sanhedrin. The Rashi quotes in the Mechilta. Lama Mitzmuch HaPasha is Mizbeach, the Pasha is Sanhedrin. Why not Lama? If you have to have Sanhedrin, form of the Mizbeach. That goes on the Beis Nagol. So during the period of the Beis HaMikdash, it says in the Mishmai, the Beis Nagol used to meet the Melushkis HaGozis. Now, maybe this was a big structure that had a lot of rooms and a basement and a dormitory and a mikveh, and they had a lot of things going on there. But one of the many mishkas, there was one room, which was chetzi b'kodesh and chetzi b'chol, there was one room that was larger, and the chetzi that was b'kodesh, you weren't allowed to sit. And if there's no goal of the, he's going to talk around the whole day, they're going to stand, they're going to get tired. So they used to sit in the chetzi b'chol. So why do they have to have a room in the chetzi b'kodesh, chetzi b'chol? That half of the room should be mamish to the Kurdish and Yishuv Hazara. We require that the Sanhedrin should be samuch, lam is there. But what do they do in the days of the Mishkan? Where does the Sanhedrin meet? They had a Sanhedrin then also, Ba'alaytza. They had a Sanhedrin, so where does the Sanhedrin meet? There weren't extra rooms all over the place. They didn't have all those Mishkas that are described in the Banshan. But that's what the Banshan says. Take the money from Hegdish and make another building, and that's where they're going to sit to learn. What do you mean another building? How can they sit to learn? The answer is, that's like a branch of the Beis HaMikdash. In fact, how to be Mekudesh? How to be built for Hegdish to come out? That's the luck, like in the Baishai, that's where the Beis HaMikdash met, in the Mishkas HaGozis, which is part of the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. Even in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, this Medrash claims. The other opinions in the Medrash is a different interpretation. To the faithful Allah should write that Christ Mishkan. But this opinion, anonymous opinion, doesn't say who, this opinion of the Medrash claims that the extra money was used to build a separate bungalow, a separate structure, separate room where the Beis Nagol met, because the Beis Nagol was supposed to be the Iker Masera, the Ramamites in the beginning to look at Naman. The Beis Nagol was supposed to be the Iker Masera, and the Torah Shema Peh is supposed to be transmitted by the Beis Nagol. That's supposed to be the Kalo. Of the Klal Yisrael, not so much the Paskin and Shairus. There's not only one thing able to do with Paskin and Shairus, but the Ikir function of Bez Nagol and the Amimai Tehem Amiri HaHayor Vehem Ikir Teresh about there, the same Smith and Masur. So the whole Ikir of the Beis HaMikdash is to preserve the Torah. In the Kurdish Kadoshim, what was so important about the Kurdish Kadoshim? They had the Lukas there, they had the Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote. So in addition to the Kurdish itself, they have the myself, the Torah Shema Peh should be centered somewhere in the Beis HaMikdash. The later years in the Beis Sheni was in the Mishka Zagos, and the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Medrash claims it was a new separate group.